Welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and I'm coming to you on Wednesday, June 1st, during the seventh week of the season of Easter. We're just back from a wedding we attended, or actually I helped to officiate in Arkansas this last weekend. I missed you in worship, but I saw you online, or I didn't. But it's good to be back. The wedding was at a beautiful setting in a place, I would say, which is an architectural marvel in the Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs. The Thorn Crown Chapel is a very unique chapel made of glass and timber, and interestingly enough, constructed in the early 80s, 81 I believe it was. It is made of all organic materials except for the diamond where the wooden trusses come together, and it really allows a person inside to be able to see the beauty of the forest outside, and it allows those outside to be able to look through the glass and see all the diamonds and the shapes that were created. Of course, it was a beautiful ceremony, and it was good to be gathered with some old friends there. We'll certainly miss being in worship with you. The architecture of the chapel came to mind this morning as I read our reflection from Rachel Hackenberg, as she reflects on the question that Jesus asked the disciples in terms of, who do you say that I am? Asking, what do people say about Jesus? And Rachel goes on to suggest that a lot of times people may say things about us or believe things about us because of what we've put out there. She talks about our digital footprint, and we can create ourselves to appear to be almost anything we want to be, especially in the digital format. We can say that we are the best preachers or the best preacher in the area, and who's going to dispute that? We can say that we are a skilled negotiator or an excellent cook, and we put that information out there, and it may or may not be true. We can project ourselves in any number of ways. And Jesus is asking the disciples, not only who do other people say that he is, but then more importantly, who do they say that he is? Because Rachel makes the point that really it's in our relationships where we are known best that we reveal who we actually are. And it's in how we relate to one another's. And I think that's partially because Jesus came and invited us into relationship with him and has created us for relationship, created us to be in relationship with him and in relationship with one another. And so those relationships matter. How we treat people matters. How we then are known by how we treat people matters. I worked with a guy well before seminary who was our campus baker. And who do people say that he is? Well, everybody knew him as Mark the Baker, because that's how he introduced himself. And that was true. That was his identity. He was known throughout the community where we lived and worked as Mark the Baker. I guess my question to you is, how are you known? Who do people say that you are? And do they say that based on how you project yourself, or do they say that based on how you interact with them, how you care for others, how you serve others? I'm at an advantage, or I suppose a disadvantage, when my title identifies my vocation and identity as a pastor. That is both a blessing and at times a challenge in relationships where people expect me to be a certain way. But when people find out that you are a Christian, a sinner saved by grace, does that change how they interact with you? Does that change how you interact with them? I think consistency and that integration of our identity as a disciple of Jesus Christ is important, because it creates authenticity in our relationships and the way that we interact with the world. And I think ultimately, that kind of authentic, loving relationships that we engage in are what will change the world around us. So I encourage you to reflect on that. Who do people say that you are based on how you interact with them? It's a busy week in the life of the church, and it's a busy week in my life. Having just gotten back yesterday from Arkansas, I leave tomorrow with Roger and Cece Linder for the Synod Assembly up in Reno. Please be in prayer for not only myself and the Linders as we travel to Reno tomorrow, but all of those folks who will be attending the Synod Assembly this week, or the end of this week and to Saturday. And a reminder that this Sunday, June 5th, is Pentecost Sunday, so you are encouraged to wear red, and it's also on this Sunday we will be celebrating the confirmation, the affirmation of baptism of our three confirmation students. So plan to be early, and please be patient. You know, we hopefully will have some visitors here, and maybe somebody will sit in your seat, and you might get to know somebody new. But just introduce yourself. Don't ask them to move, please. I look forward to seeing you in worship.